alive and being mighty. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, God.
Not the tail,
above and not beneath.
Above and not beneath.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer, and I walk in victory. In victory.
Full of faith, I have no fear. To Him, I will always draw near. Where the Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm looking at a blessed church today. Oh, yeah. Come on, I'm the head. Shout.
I'm the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. I'm an overcomer and I walk in victory. In victory. Full of faith, I have no fear. To Him I will always draw near. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Oh, come on.
And the Spirit of the Lord is inside of me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Oh,
oh yes. I'm blessed.
Every day.
Every day. In every way.
I will lift my hands and shake.
I'm blessed.
So
I'm blessed. Oh, yes. I'm blessed.
He's showing. One of the most powerful things we can do, especially when things aren't going right, is to begin to declare over our situation that our God's bigger than it. And if you need something to happen in your life, I want you to go ahead and raise your hand and just get ready to declare every part of your life is blessed, just like this.
Sing, my house is blessed.
My family
is blessed.
My health
is blessed.
And my wealth
is blessed.
My church
is blessed.
My city
is blessed.
Our nation
is blessed
because my God.
For my God.
Oh, come on.
Is blessed.
Hey.
My house is blessed. My family is blessed. My health is blessed. And my wealth. Church is blessed. My city,
oh, so blessed.
Is blessed. My nation is blessed. For my God,
oh,
is blessed.
Hallelujah, say
it. Hallelujah, I'm blessed. Hallelujah, I'm blessed.
I'm so blessed.
Hallelujah, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Is blessed and my wealth
is blessed. My church, I declare it. The Lord is doing it.
My city is blessed. My nation is blessed. For my God,
oh, he's blessed.
bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. Oh, at your name, still. Call the sea to still. The rage in me to still every wave. Oh, at your name, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fears, Jesus, Jesus.
You make the darkness tremble.
You make the darkness
nothing
tremble,
can stand against
Jesus,
you, Lord.
Jesus. Breathe. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. Oh, I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, every darkness fades in His presence.
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, He makes the darkness
you
tremble.
You make the darkness tremble, hey. Jesus, Jesus.
You silence fear, oh, Jesus, Jesus.
You make the,
you
darkness,
make the darkness tremble,
tremble.
Jesus, Jesus.
Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome.
Come on, just press into Him. The words stop, but the worship doesn't. Let's just keep pressing into a God who's alive and who's bigger than our trial, bigger than our problems today. Oh, hallelujah. To a God who's mighty. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb.
We worship.
Praise the Lamb.
Your name is light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome.
Come on, sing it again.
Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name. Come down.
was finished. You were buried in the ground, but the grave could not contain you, for you were the victor.
Mighty God, mighty God, amen. How many know you're going to heaven in that name? Your victory's in that name. Come on, answers to prayer are in that name. Then you ought to give God a hand clap twice as loud as that one right there. Come on, thank God, let Him know, without question. Mighty God, we serve. Praise God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you know every need of every person in this place. And you have come to this meeting to meet needs. You have come to this meeting to empower us to minister to one another. And God, everybody that came in ill can leave healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every mind that has come in bound can leave in absolute peace in Jesus' name. Every marriage and family that is fractured can walk out whole in Jesus' name. And most of all, God, somebody is not ready for heaven. Somebody is not living in relationship with you. God, they're coming a sinner. But I believe today, if they'll respond, they'll leave a saint. And we give you thanks for that in advance in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. 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 High five somebody and say, it's a good day. Go ahead. It's a good day, and then be seated. Praise God, praise God, praise God. There's my friend Jerry Niles back there. Hey, buddy, God bless you, I love you. And is that your wife there with you? Okay, I didn't see her. God bless you. So good to see you today. Amen. Hey, if you're visiting here, and I'm not going to ask you to stand. In fact, I hardly ever do this. If this is your first time here, just raise your hand. That's it. Just raise your hand across here. In every section, there are people here for the very first time. Well, I don't think you came here because you're lost, or maybe you did. But there isn't much between here and there to stop at, so I'm glad you did. Come on, church, let's make everybody feel welcome today. You're our guest. God bless you. Would you do us a huge favor, even if it's not your first time, maybe it's been a long time, would you look in front of you? There's a Connect card. It's a large gray card that you see on the screen. It's also in front of you. Would you fill that out? And when the offering is received, you could just put that in there, and that would be a tremendous help to us. And if you've been coming, but you'd like to get involved, volunteer, become a part of a group, then there's another card in there called the Next Steps card that you see in front of you. Fill that out, and somebody from the office will contact you, and we will help you and get you plugged into, I believe, one of the greatest churches on Route 11A. Amen. I think the only church. I think so. No, I'm just teasing. There's one church. Come on, how many know there's one church? And we're happy to be a part of God's great big church. Amen. So we're not the only church, but we're one of them. And God's got some great people here. We're so proud of what God is doing here. So good to have our friends Johnny and Gail Rowlett with us. Well, I want to say Montana, but then Ohio, and then Michigan, but now Ohio. And how many of you have not heard Johnny Rowlett sing? How many of you have not heard? Oh my goodness, maybe a third of the crowd, and I'm going to assume the rest of you have. But when we get in relationship with ministries that we feel like just fit here, then we just have them back and just have a great time with them. They're going to be ministering this morning and then back again tonight, ministering in song and preaching. I want you to give a real warm Charleston Church welcome to Johnny and Gail Rowlett. They minister in song today.
Good. Hey, I hear myself. That's so cool. That's how we are. And I used to live in Montana for quite a few years, and we had that bumper sticker that said, "Welcome to Montana. Now go home." So I am so grateful to be here. This is my lovely, beautiful bride sitting right there. She doesn't like to stand up and be seen, but if y'all could just do me a favor and stare at her real quick, make her feel uncomfortable, that's good. I am so grateful to be in this house. I want you to know, and I'm trying to say this, it is of a custom that when a guest comes in, they're supposed to speak fondly of the pastor and his wife and the team here. And I don't want to do that just to do it. I want you to know how blessed you are. And how special of a gift that you have here. I hope that you don't take it for granted. I hope that you will honor them and honor this is amazing. It's funny you say on 11A and they're the only church. You're just driving along. There's some trees. And some more trees. And then there's this church right here. And it's just amazing. And on top of that, I tune in. People, I don't know that y'all know this, but I tune in to your live services quite frequently, actually. And it's because I love this church. I love your pastors. And I love your worship team. Paul, you're not paying me, right? I just want you to know it's for real. I think you guys are amazing. Off the hook amazing. Everybody but the drummer. The drummer. No, I'm just kidding. Where's he? I didn't get to meet him, so I had to make fun of him. There he is right there. There he is. That's good. Oh, man. So my name is Johnny Rowlett, and I'm originally from a little town outside of Amarillo, Texas called Tuya, Texas. But I grew up in Sierra Vista, Arizona. Does anybody know where Sierra Vista is? That's right. There's a couple people here. If you don't know where that is, it's down on the border of Mexico by Tombstone, Arizona. And that's where I lived most all of my life, and that's the reason why I dress this way, because I don't have any other clothes. That's pretty much, that's the way we, what we wear down there. So, but I'm grateful to be here. I'm a part of Cornerstone Church, Bishop Michael Pitts, and we're part of their network, and so we are so grateful to be connected to you and so thankful to be in this house. Father, we just thank you this morning for your word. We thank you that it will not return void. We thank you, Father, that it is in seed form, and we receive it into fertile ground. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that it will not depart from us, and it will minister life to us and through us, and everybody that we come into contact with, Father, will see the fruit of this seed that you're planting in our lives today. Father, we are here to eagerly and gratefully receive. We tune our ears to you this morning. We turn our hearts to you this morning, and we say with our attendance here that you are worthy, Father. You're worthy of our time. You're worthy of our energy. You're worthy of our efforts, Father. We come here to serve, but we come here to receive from you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to tell you all a quick story as it goes into a couple of songs. We're going to sing a couple of songs. And then we're going to get into the word this morning with your pastor. I cannot wait to sit under this word. This song is kind of a true story. What a lot of people don't realize is that 12 years ago, just 12 years ago, my life had fallen to such a degree. I was so lost in anger and bitterness and just mean and mad that I was actually a bouncer at a bar in Toledo, Ohio. That was my job. And I was, to say the least, I was pretty good at it. And I was just a mean guy. I was just kind of an angry, mean, mad guy. And a lot of times I would, at that moment in my life, if you were to talk to me, I would tell you that I was mad at God. But what I really found out is that I was just mad at me. And when I found this beautiful bride, my beautiful, amazing wife, and I was trying to get her number. Guys, you know what I'm talking about, right? Hey, how you doing? And she said, I don't date, and I'm not giving my number, but if you'd like to go be with me, I'm going to be at church tomorrow morning. So guess what? Church I went. And in that church, my pastor, Michael Pitts, he was the one that he kind of saw me sitting back there and invited me to breakfast the next morning. I was expecting, in the cowboy world, I was expecting the spur. You know, what is wrong with you? How did you mess up your life this bad? That, you know what a spur is? But instead, he met me at the door and he hugged me. And I'm not used to guys hugging me. And he was about this big. And I pushed him off of me and looked at him. He said, I declare and decree over you that your past is the past. And Johnny, it's time for you to come home. Come on. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Can we have some more music in the monitors up here? Listen to this. I fell by the wayside, I fell on my knees, crying, why was I so hard to please? I stood at the crossroads, took a long look at me. Sometimes you don't know where you're from till you leave. And I've been out there searching for a place where I belong. And on my way, I heard my song. Oh, let it sing, praise God. Let it sing me home. Woo, come on. Sun on my shoulder and the wind at my back. Come on. I'm bound and determined to get back on track to where his heart is,
and where he's been all along. Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone, 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 gone with. And I've been out there searching for a place where I belong. And on my way I heard my song. Oh, let it sing, yeah, let it sing me home. I need your help, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna come find you. Yeah, who's not doing it? The pastor's doing that, said. Yeah, there, I'm back now. I hurt myself. Come on now. Now that's good practice. But I'm watching who didn't do it. Where's all the cowboys in the house that didn't do it this morning? Okay, rest for a minute. Put your arms down. Rest for a minute. Are y'all getting ready? We'll do it again here in a second. Come on. Hey, yeah. And I've been out there searching with for a place where I belong. And on my way, I heard my song. Oh, let it sing. Yeah, let it sing me home. Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's better. Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Lincoln. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna find this guy right here. This guy right here. Yeah, 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 yeah. I like this guy. The song is forever. Oh, thank y'all. Thank you for amusing me for a second. That was good stuff right there. I need some bouncers to make sure that guy don't come up after me after the service there. So we don't call them bouncers at church, Gail. We call them ushers, right? Oh, man. I just wanted to say, recently, something happened to me that I'm so very grateful for. The Lord took me from that place, brokenness, complete falling, complete failure. And what I saw is that when I came back in, I sat, just sat for 7 years. And I just let God just love me. And you notice I use those words, I let him love me. I just quit fighting. I quit putting up the walls. I just lowered the walls and I said, I need you. And I let him just come in and he just love me back. But here's the thing. What I realize is that God forgives me. I could receive forgiveness. That wasn't the hard part. The hard part for me was forgiving myself for the damage that I had caused in the lives that I had destroyed in the wake of Johnny Rowlett. And what I saw is that, to kind of push this story forward as fast as I can, just recently in Nashville, I was nominated for a couple of big awards for the ICMA, Inspirational Country Music Association, and this year the award show was held at the Grand Ole Opry. And I won the award, and they asked me to sing on the Grand Ole Opry stage. I was a little boy when I was started dreaming of singing at the Grand Ole Opry, on the Grand Ole Opry stage. And here I am, almost 50. And I was sitting in my car, and I was nervous, and I could feel my stomach and my nerves coming up. And then I started praying, and I went to onto the stage, and there's this group out on the stage that's going, and I'm watching them from behind the stage, standing in the same place that Merle Haggard and Patsy Cline and Hank Williams and all of them have stood waiting to go on. And I stood there, and the nerves started coming up, and I felt like I was going to get sick, if you know what I mean. And as I stood there, I went into the back, and I just started praying. And I prayed a fervent prayer. I started praying in my prayer language. And all of a sudden, I got this word. And I want to give this word to you this morning. It was a word that just, for the one of the first times in my life, I really had a physical understanding of what grace really means. The word was, you didn't deserve this. It's not by your works. It isn't that you earned this, that you're somehow the greatest singer and you've made your way to the Grand Ole Opry stage. This is nothing more than me loving you. As you're sitting out there to this morning and you think maybe your dreams have died, maybe the things that you thought you would never get to, that never accomplish, I just want you to know it has really nothing to do with you at all. If you will just allow him this morning to minister life to you right where you are, he'll find you right where you are, and he'll make every dream that you ever thought or ever even forgot, he'll make those dreams come true. He's the God of big dreams, big vision, big life. I want you to know a peace came over me like I had never felt when I realized it wasn't about me. It's not about trying to show up or show off. I can just get in his presence and walk out on that stage. I walked out there and I sang a song and ministered to myself as I was ministering. I'll tell you a little bit about that in a little bit, but here's the song that I wanted to sing is that sometimes even my words fail me. But what I know is I can always worship and I can always sing. So we have this brand new song on a brand new CD. It just says, I sing for him.
He walks with me, I'm not alone. He's King of Kings, I'm just flesh and bone. Even when my world grows grim, I sing for him. He guides me through my darkest nights. He's worthy to be praised on high. He's my closest friend because he lives. I sing for him. So shout it out from the rooftops, I proclaim his name. And I don't care who's watching me, I'm not ashamed. Sometimes there's not words for everything. I sing for him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
He dries my tears. He won't say goodbye. He lifts me up whenever I cry. Whether my world is gray or grim, I sing for him. Come on and shout it out from the rooftops, I proclaim his name. And I don't care who's watching me, I'm not ashamed. Sometimes there's not words for everything. So,
sing for him. Sometimes there's not words for everything he is. I sing for
God. So good. So good. Anybody glad for the grace of God here today? The same grace Johnny Rowlett receives, the same grace all of us get to have. Isn't that wonderful? I said, isn't that wonderful? Thank God. I want the ushers to come, and I want Johnny to come back and sing one more song before we go into the Word. But if you look in front of you, I told you about this last week, and we have an opportunity today to do something real special. If you'll look in front of you, you'll see in the rack in front of you a little white card, a pledge card. If you take that out, I'll give you some directions in just a moment. But let me first say thank you to everybody that helped us last week. The Father's Day wiffle ball, barbecue, day at the park together, over $3,000 came in for our Haiti church project. So thank you. Thank you. It's fantastic. Fantastic. So the rest of the youth group will raise $9,000. That rest will be matched with another gift by $12,000, and we're going to build a 500-seat auditorium for the church in Haiti to gather and worship. And maybe we'll send Johnny Rowlett down there. I don't know if they like country music in Haiti, but but he'll definitely be the tallest man on the island. I promise you that. Look, we have a tremendous motion here in our youth. You know, the average church in Maine doesn't have the amount of youth that we have around this church. And I told you last week, we need to get the Sunday school kids out of the basement up into the cafe, which means we need to give the kids in the elevated area a place to go for worship. And so we're going to do a major upgrade in our fellowship hall. When we do this major upgrade, we're going to be able to not only have the Ignite kids go out there, I'm sorry, the junior high, but we'll be able to do the Bible studies, the Sunday school programs, the Sunday school classes, meals, but even smaller weddings, smaller funerals. It's going to be that rustic Maine look inside there. New lighting, new stage, brand new sound system, video. It's going to really increase our capacity to use that room. And so someone in the church has said, if you can raise $15,000 toward that, I'll give another $15,000. That's incredible. So when you give $50, it becomes $100. How many? That's a pretty good return. I don't know where you can do that very many places. If you give 100, it becomes 200. Look, if 150 people today say, I can make a commitment to give $100, that'll be done. And we're asking if you could do that by August 1st. That'll be a tremendous help to us. So if you would take that card, prayerfully consider what you would do. Write on one side what you can do. I had a card, but I've lost it between the office and here. But that's not totally unusual. But if you could rip off one side for you to keep your memory, the other put in there, that will help us to know where we're at by the end of the day. All right? Thank you so much for your generosity. We're receiving our tithe and offering today. You'll see different ways to give there on the screen. And if you're watching online, there's a way for you to give as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing that you've placed upon your people today. And God, I believe you still have some great things to do in this service. But before we go forward, we make you a part of every part of our lives. We know that we're blessed to be a blessing so that people can be reached with the gospel. And this is why we give. We give because we love you and we want people to be reached. So we give out of faith today and gratitude. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen and amen. All right. I want you to, just as Johnny's coming to sing one more song, let me just mention to you that the Women of Promise barbecue has been rescheduled. So that won't happen this week. It'll be rescheduled. And I want us to pray for Brian Young. Walter and Iona are here. But you know that Brian is a young man and has Parkinson's. And he's going down for a surgery on Tuesday where they're going to go in to the brain and they're going to do surgery and remove the effects of Parkinson's off that young man's body. And so would you just join with me this week in praying Tuesday, Wednesday, the rest of the week, that Brian will exceed expectations that the doctors have. How many know God can use doctors, but God can exceed expectations of doctors? Amen. Let's lift a hand to the Lord. I know you're giving, but you can pray with your eyes open. Lord, we pray right now that you'll touch Brian and Stephanie. We agree together today that everything is going to go as planned. No, it's going to go even better. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen, amen. And amen. Praise God. And you know, if you give well enough today, I believe we can find room in the budget for a music stand. I don't even have to pray about that. I believe the Lord will help us to find it. But it couldn't happen to a nicer guy than Johnny Rowlett. Come on, let Johnny know you love him as he comes.
Oh, it's beautiful. I wanted to end this morning with this song, and I hope that you come back tonight and hear the word that God has put in my heart. It's a word about grace, just kind of explaining some of the things of how to break addiction off of your life and how to walk in just the newness and the full restoration of God. If you have friends that are struggling with some kind of addiction or some kind of even mental problems with depression and things like that, please bring them tonight because we're going to love on them. Amen. This song is the song that I sang on the Grand Ole Opry, and I wanted to sing it last because the song did very well for us. But what very few people know, they don't know the story behind the song. The story is about my wife and I. Once we were fully restored and we went through all kinds of really cool classes and spent 7 years just sitting, my pastor came to me and said, it's time for you to get back on the horse, speaking my language. And I want you to start going back out. I'm going to start sending you to our network churches, and I want you to get a 15-minute message, and I want to get you 3 songs, and I want you to go out there and do that. And it exploded from there. And it got to such a degree that it was pressing on my career that I was even having to take, like, vacation time to do it. And my wife was the one that was speaking life over me, saying, we need to do this. You need to take the step. We need to do it full time. You need to trust God. And we would fight about that. Y'all ever fight with your spouse? Okay, just me then. Okay, so we would fight and argue about that so much, and she would just stay on the foundation. This is what you're called, appointed, and anointed to do, and you need to get back on your horse and do what you were told to do and finish. And I'm like, I'm not quitting my job. I'm not trusting people and trusting God. Are you crazy? No, she wasn't. She was right. And one night I'm on the war path in my bedroom, and I'm yelling and mad and angry, and she's reading this book and just being really calm, and all of a sudden she took the book and she threw it across the room at me. And she said these words, when will you stand up and be the man of God that I thought you were when I met you? I'm not sure you should be clapping for that. I got mad at her, and I jumped in my truck, and down the road I go. About 15, 20, 30 minutes later, I realize what every man realizes. She's right. And I came home, and I prayed this prayer. God, show me how to do this. Show me where I'm going. And that's where I wrote the song. Come on. That'll wake you up in the morning. Come on. Listen to this. Tires whining on a diesel truck. Phone beside me and it's blowing up. Got no way of knowing where I'm going. It's been hours since we had it out. Pedal to the metal and I'm heading south. Got no way of knowing where I'm going. So Lord, help me turn this thing around. I don't like the road I'm heading down. Help me find my way back to her. Yeah, Lord, she says you've never let her down. She wants me to trust you now. I'm on the wrong track. Just show me where to turn. How many of y'all know God is in the turnaround business? Come on. Listen to this.
Seems like lately every choice I make brings me pain and heartache, and there's a way of knowing where I'm going. She says you always light the way, you bring direction every single day, and there's a way of knowing. Oh, where I'm going, Lord, help me turn this thing around. Don't light the road I'm heading down. Help me find my way back to her. Yeah, Lord, she says you've never let her down. She wants me to trust you now. I'm on the wrong track, just show me where to turn around. Oh, teach me what you're looking for, and show me what I'm doing. Why not? Just show me where I'm going.
Yeah. I just want y'all to know I'm glad to say we've been in full-time ministry now for 5 years, and I'm so grateful. Oh, Lord, help me turn this thing around. Don't light the road I'm heading down. Help me find my way. Says you never let her down. She wants me to trust you now. I'm on the wrong track. Yeah, but I'm heading back. Well, I'm heading on back. I can't wait to tell her you're where I'm going.
Praise God. Let's stand together. Let's stand together and grab our Bibles. Boy, I hope you'll come back tonight. I know that what the Lord has put on Johnny's heart is going to be a tremendous help to us. Amen. I'm going to see to it that that... Felt good to hit somebody. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I'm going to hit something, and this pulpit's unforgiving. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Praise God. Guys doing good? How many of you are joining us for our 90 days of reading through the New Testament? How many of you are joining us? It's not too late. Text Summer 90 to 313131. We're doing a live stream Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so if you would join us there, it's going to be fantastic, or it has been fantastic. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. I'm sorry, Joel. I'll help you, buddy. You doing good? Because I'm not doing anything. I'm just good. Thank you, bud. Let Joel know you appreciate him today, if you would, please. All right. Read this first verse with me, if you would, and I'm going to get right to business today. And look, if you're here today at the end of this service, I'm going to give you the opportunity to start that journey that Johnny has talked about this morning, a journey with Christ. And it starts with a prayer. So I just need you to know right now, especially if you came your first time, or you've been coming, or you've brought somebody with you, by the time the service is over, I'm going to give you an invitation to come to Christ today. Every Sunday, somebody comes, and today is no different. God's got His eye on you today. And if you're here, and you know you're not ready for heaven, before this service is over, you're going to have the opportunity of a lifetime to come to Christ. How many of you have done that? How many of you, just raise your hand and say, I've done that, I'm going to heaven. Best thing I've ever done. Amen. Look around. Isn't that fantastic? If you couldn't raise your hand, then by the time the service is over, we're going to be ministering to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Let's read these words together. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Read that again. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Look, if I gave to Jared, oh, no, nobody even notices you're there. Everything is fine. No problem. That man has no foot. I just remember this week, I preached at a funeral one time, and the guy that we were talking about, they found one boot in his attic, and I was talking like who in the world would need one boot? And I'm not kidding you a bit. I looked down the front row, was a man with one leg, and he raised his hand. It's a true story. Cast your bread upon the waters, and you will find it in many days. If Jared took $100 to the bank and he put it in the bank, how many know he's not giving it away? He just doesn't see it anymore. Now, if he gives it to Chelsea to go shopping, how many know he will never see it again? I think many people think giving to the Lord is like giving it away. But God says when you give to him, you never give anything away. He just holds it. You gave an offering today, but you said it left your life like an electric bill. But God says when you give to him time, talent, or tithe, guess what? He's holding it and says it still belongs to you. I'm just going to protect it. Verse 2, watch this. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. What he's saying is do not put limits on what you're willing to do, because you never know the door that God will open for you down the road. Verse 3. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If a tree falls to the north or to the south, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. One more verse, verse 4. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Heavenly Father, please help me today in your name. Amen. You can be seated. Let me talk to you just real quick here, because A hero sows no matter what. We're talking to you about different things that a hero does. And one more thing that a hero does is a hero will sow no matter what. I read recently about a fire department that had been called to a computer store that was on fire in Indiana. And when the fire truck got there, it drove not only to the building, but it drove into the building. The fireman got out of the truck and put the fire out from the inside. The next day, the computer store owner publicly gave them a $10,000 check. The press was there, and they asked, "What are you going to do with this check?" And they said, "Well, we're going to put new brakes on the fire truck." They said, when we realized we didn't have any brakes, we ended up in the fire, and we thought, well, if we're in the fire, we might as well put it out. And I think that many of us find ourselves in situations, we find ourselves in difficulties, we find ourselves in challenges, and sometimes the challenge, if we'll allow it, will stop us from doing what we're in the challenge for. And our hero is not somebody who stands off and waits till the fire is done and then just waters down the cellar. But a hero is somebody who sees the problem and says, this is a moment that I've been given to do what I'm talented for, what I'm gifted for. I need you to hear this. There's a lot of danger in perfect conditions. There's a lot of danger in being comfortable. And oftentimes, we're being robbed of heaven's blessings because we're too influenced by earthly circumstances. Hang in there with me. Convenience and distraction can be dangerous. We get bad news, and we let bad news close us down, when what bad news ought to do is be a notice that God's about to do something fantastic in our lives. I feel in my spirit somebody this week got a bad report, and to you it means that you're just going to clam up, stuff your hands in your pockets, and quit. But God is saying the bad news is a notice that heaven has got something fantastic to do in your life. You don't... When we give service, when we give love, when we give ministry, when everything's comfortable, that's called a donation. But when we serve and love and help and give when things are tight, that's called sowing. It's not, you know, oftentimes we want God to use us. This is the roughest part, so hang in there. Oftentimes we want God to use us according to our strengths. But what if God asks you to do something that is your weakness? I'll tell you what will happen. It will be obvious that it wasn't you that did it. It will be obvious that it was God who did it. I'm tired of people just waiting for their moment because of what they're comfortable with. In my weakness, that's when God is strong. God will use bad conditions to contact your faith. I'm not saying God will cause bad conditions. I'm saying God will find bad conditions. You see, if we are too influenced by the natural world, we lose access to the benefits of a spiritual world. Anybody identify with what the preacher's saying today? How many of you have been pushed out of your comfort zone and found out God was as good in your discomfort as he was in your comfort? Okay. So the writer here tells us that this dude here will never do the right thing because of all the negatives that are going on. If look, I'll make the best of your next 17 minutes if you'll give them to me. I'll use every minute to my best ability. I need you to focus right here, though. This is not like a Stephen King movie. You can't watch the last 5 minutes and get it all. He says, the man that goes out with seed to sow and sees clouds puts the seed back in his pocket. The man that goes out with ability to use and sees fallen trees will put this ability back in his pocket. The man who goes out and sees the winds are just blowing and it's not conducive will put his seeds back into his pocket. Look what he's saying. He's saying the man who's too aware of what's going on in politics and finance and the neighbors and in-laws, the one who's too connected to what they see will never do what God has given them with what they cannot see. Now, this is a message for a lot more people than maybe I had intended on. How many of you got some clouds? How many of you got some disappointments? How many of you got some wounds? Help me. Ready? So the clouds, everybody look up. Everybody look up. If you're visiting today, you're like, those people make me wave my hand, look in my head, I'm giving money. Yeah, we all lose a little weight. Look up. What are the clouds? The clouds are the cultural adversities against people of faith. It is more odd and strange to be a believer today than perhaps any other time. It is not a Maine thing. It is not an America thing. It is a global thing, for a spirit of Antichrist is targeting people of faith today like perhaps never before. How many of you understand? People are suffering because not because of things they've done, but because of the culture they live in. Fear is multiplying amongst young people, and it's not their fault, but it's the culture they live in. So everybody look up. That's the clouds. And then he says, the trees that fall. Look left, look right. The tree was planted with a dream. And somebody said, oh, I'm going to have a, I love planting trees. Oh, I'm going to have a beautiful tree here. But something happened and the dream fell down. Everybody look left, everybody look right. And then he says, there are winds that are unpredictable. The clouds are the culture. The fallen trees are broken in disappointments. The uncertain winds are what people can do to you. How many know the wounds of a friend are not always fun, but wounds of enemies are intended to hurt you? How many ever been hurt? Just you've been hurt. I wonder who's here today that's almost given up on church because you've been hurt. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time there, but you can get hurt in church, you can get hurt in work, you can get hurt at home. And nothing will knock the wind out of you like somebody who you trust. How many people can be uncertain? And so we got a guy here who's a hero. He's got the ability to put out the fire, but he won't because there's so much negative in the culture and depression. He's seen so many broken dreams, and the wind is at his back. Oh, I love this. How many of you have ever felt like you had no good option? How many felt like you had no viable way out of this mess? I'm getting done here in a minute, so you better hang in there. Guess what? Just because you're hopeless doesn't mean that you're without God. Put that up on that screen if you would. Come on, put that up on the screen before. Because you don't see any hope. You're not hopeless. You still have God. The clouds are there, but I still have God. People are hurt, but I still have... Come on, somebody. I've been damaged, but I still have God. You got to look at what you got. When you're in the storm, God is not a fair-weather friend. Oftentimes, God will do His best work when you have no options. How many are glad? I think you ought to thank God right now, however you choose to thank God. The storm may have chased people away, but how many are glad the storm didn't chase God away? Amen. You say that with me. I am not hopeless because I still have God. Now watch this, watch this. Everybody ready? Look up. Look left. Look right. Look back. Okay, you haven't looked everywhere. As I read the scripture, I found that there's a secret here. I got no hope looking up. I got no hope to the right or the left. And I got no hope looking back. But God. But God, if I'm in this, what am I going to do in this? Oh, but wait a minute. There's one place you have not looked. While you've looked up, while you've looked right, while you've looked left, while you've looked back, you haven't looked down. Help me. I feel like a Sunday night on me. And I want to, because I know Sunday morning people are civilized. Wait a minute. The harvest was never in the clouds. The harvest were never in the trees. And the harvest was never in the wind. The harvest was in the soil. What he's trying to say is, look, you've got damage all around you, but you haven't lost your opportunity to sow a new harvest. So in the midst of it, I'm not hopeless because I still have God. But listen to this, I'm not helpless because I still have seed. That's about as obvious a nod as I can give. Put that up on the screen, please. I am not hopeless because I still have God, and I'm not helpless because I still have a seed. Ladies and gentlemen, you're sitting here and you're like, I have no way how to get out of this thing. But guess what? God will give you acts, opportunities, open doors, if you will stop meditating on the problem and start meditating on the Word of God. God will show you that there's no thing that you're in that you can't sow your way out of. You're in the fire, but you got a hose, you got the armor, you can get out of this thing, but look for the way that God has for you. There's a path through the wilderness. Now, let's move on to the next verse. Watch this, and I'm getting done. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb, or of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. How many of you have the feeling that this is the same writer who writes fortune cookies? Ecclesiastes is not easy to preach out of, but I'm going to explain it in a minute. It's my job. Next verse. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Okay, watch this. Watch this. This is, let's boil it down. What he's saying is, if you sow to people, you will get back what people can give you. Now, we know that the Bible says, if you do it to be seen, you'll get your reward. And he doesn't say there's anything wrong with that reward, but just know that if you only sow for people, you'll only get what people can produce. And so, if I sow service and ministry and love and care to the front row, I'm sowing, it's easy, you're right there, hello, how are you? Hey, Tim,
Here you go. Okay, here you go. Here you go. All right. So when it comes time for me to receive my harvest, guess what I get back? No, come to me. I came to you. Watch this. One, two, three. They're all clean. Four, five, six, seven, mama. Eight, nine. That's what I get. Guess what? That's all I get. Come here, Dalton. Yes, you're the only Dalton I know. Stand in front of the firemen. But you're God. Come on. You sow to people, and that's what you're going to get. What you give, that's all they can produce. I know people all wound up about, well, people let me down. What do you think they do? That's all they could produce. But the Bible says, if I give to God, then God says he is mandated, if nobody else responds to it, he himself has to produce the harvest. There are things that we want to do that we don't have enough resources amongst people in the natural to get done. But there are some things that we need to do that only God can provide. Some of you have got a child that's not saved. I'm going to tell you, you need God to provide. Some of you need a spouse. You need God to provide. Some of you, your body needs to be healed. You need God to provide. And if I give to man, that's all man can produce. But if I give to God, he can take it pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He's able to exceedingly abundantly do above all I could ever ask or think. Do you hear what I'm saying? He can do peace beyond all understanding, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on, somebody. He has an unending supply. If I give to God, he'll give back to me in measure that I cannot contain anymore. That's what man can do. That's what God can do. Woo! Hey, 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 hallelujah! Come on, somebody. How many are ready for God to do what only God can do? Give him a praise. Give him a shout. Thank God. He's a big, big God. Woo! Come on, that's your God, that's my God, that's our God, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God for what man can do. But how many are ready to move into the overflow of what God can do? Your intelligence can produce that. Thank God for that. But God's intelligence will produce this. And there's some of you today, you've been doing the right thing, and nobody knows it. Somebody here today has been sowing and serving. Whew. You've been faithful. You've been helping. And nobody you think knows it. I'm talking to a whole lot of people. I feel it in my spirit right now. I thought it was a few. It's many. And you feel like there's no result. And you're almost thinking you want to quit. But you better remember who you started doing it for in the beginning. You're in the fire. And it's hot. I feel it. But you better know this. God, in his mysterious way, is about to take what seems like no options and about to turn something that's impossible to a possibility. And how many are glad? Only God gets the credit for those kind of things. Come on, let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. You can do a whole lot better. Everybody on your feet, come on, give him praise. Come on, let's take about 2 minutes. Come on, begin to praise Him. Praise Him. Come on, praise Him. It's going to take some faith for some of you, but begin to praise Him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my house is blessed. My church is blessed. My family is blessed. Come on, somebody. My health is blessed. You held that baby on this platform and you said, I gave that baby to God. I gave that, and God knew it. And God will not allow that baby to walk too far from that cross. Grace has got a magnetic hold on them. I'm telling you today, in the name of Jesus, don't quit. Some of you feel cornered and there's no option. Stop looking at the clouds, trees, and wind, and start looking for the soil that God has given you to produce a new harvest. How many of you are ready for God to do a new thing in your family? How many are ready for God to do a new thing in your body? Come on, somebody. How many are ready for God to do a new thing in your ministry? How many are ready for God to do a new thing in this church? I declare to you, I'm ready for God to do a new thing in Maine. In the name of Jesus Christ. Part I have in the process of the miracle is I got a soul. It's God's job to produce. In the name of Jesus, the pressure that somebody has right now, I pray, God, that you'll help them to realize all their job is to do is to sow. And it is your job to receive, to return what has been sowed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody lift, now you've clapped, but I think there's something about your voice. Would you lift a hand to God and begin to thank God for His harvest ability today in the name of Jesus? Come on. He's the God that multiplies. Your best days are not behind. Your family's going to be all right. Your kids are going to be okay. Come on. Your mind is going to come back. Your body is going to be healed. The clouds are not come because you're a bad person. The trees did not fall because of your sin. The wind did not come because of your last name. The grace of God has given you a space of grace. And you just got to say, Lord, I'll sow, I'll serve, I'll help. I'm going to be faithful. And I'm going to produce a new harvest. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Heather. Come on, lead us. Just begin to let the Holy Ghost do something. I got done quicker. Begin to praise Him right now. Begin to praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. He is blessed. Come on.
My wealth is blessed. My church is blessed. My city is blessed. My nation is blessed.
This is the Lord just kind of directed me. Where's Joel? Help me, Joel, real quick. Where's Joel? Yeah, come on. I need these tissues. Who's here today? You say, my back's against the wall. My back's against the wall. Either my body, my family, my finances, my ministry. Come on. How many of you say, my back's up against the wall and I need God to do a miracle in my life? Come on. Just raise your hand up high. Come on, raise your hand up high. Come on, come on, raise your hand up high. Don't give me, how many are ready for God? How many of you want God to do a harvest that is bigger than you've ever seen before? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me see this. As an act of faith, I know this is going to sound silly. I'm not asking you for an offering, so don't think I'm getting weird on you, okay? But sometimes you need something. You need something to remind you. Come on, I'm praying that God will give you a holy reminder that your God keeps good records and your God is not looking for loans. My God's got more. My God owns the cattle of a thousand hills. And everybody that needs a miracle, let me just say it that way. Anybody that needs a miracle, I want you to come real quick and grab this and stay on the altar. Really come quick, come quick, come quick, come quick, come quick. I need a miracle. Just take this and stay on the altar. Come on, take them and just stay on the altar. Please nobody leave him. Please nobody leave him. I think God wants to do something special here today. Come on, God's going to do a miracle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, start passing them out, Joel. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this is just, I'll tell you what this is about in a moment. It might seem strange if you're new, but it won't be after we're done. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You got one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, what you've done for God will not go in vain. There will be results to your faith, Stephanie. I'm telling you right now. I preached to you today. I feel it. I sense it in my heart. You got the clouds, you got the broken dreams, you got the wounds, but I'm going to tell you right now, you still got soil. Amen. You thought there's nothing left to do, but God said, oh yes, there's still something left to do. And don't let circumstances rob you of a great opportunity to sow for a greater miracle. In the name of Jesus. 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 I know this seems weird, and it's weird to me too, but we're just going to obey the Lord today and do something. You got one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Go ahead, Heather. Go ahead. You got one, Mike? I'm coming your way. God's doing something here today. You guys got one? Everybody got one? I'll give you two just because I love you. Everybody got one? Everybody got one? Everybody got one? Everybody got one that wants one? All right. Right there. Over here. Hey. For the whole thing. Hallelujah. All right. Are you ready? Lift those cloths up to the Lord. Begin to pray with me, if you would, for these precious people today. How many believe He's still a miracle-working God? Lord, we lift these cloths up to You as a sign to say we've not given up. It's a sign to say that we've not surrendered. We will not let doctor's reports. We will not let pink slips. We will not let gossip. We will not let disappointment be the source of our influence. But we will be led by the Spirit, and we will look for opportunities. You're able to make a way out of the wilderness. For You can make a way where there seems to be no way. For You are the way maker today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let there be a roar of praise and thank God that He's doing it even now. Come on, begin to thank God. Holy Spirit, we give You privileged opportunity to do a great turnaround in somebody's life today. And we give You thanks. We have exceeding joy, great expectation, casual, cold faith. We reject it in the name of Jesus. It's time to be on fire. It's time to take steps of faith. It's time to believe that greater things are still to take place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a good amen. If you're here this morning, help me, Lord. And you don't know for certain that heaven is in your future. The Bible says that it's very simple to know that heaven has reserved a place for you. Heaven is a prepared place for people who have made a plan to be there. I wouldn't go to Bangor International Airport and expect to fly anywhere if I didn't have a ticket. And God is the same way. He says He provides a way to get to heaven. There's not many ways. How many glad God made it simple? There's one way. If you're here today and you say, I've never prayed that prayer. I don't have a moment in my history that I remember giving my life to Christ. Or you've been drifting far from God and you're not going to play games with eternity. You say, I want to give my life to Christ today. I want to start sowing seeds for a new harvest. You say, that's me. Raise your hand up nice and high. And do not be ashamed to say, I'm going to give my life to Christ today. I'm going to give my life to Christ today. I want Christ to be my Lord and Savior. My Lord and Savior. My Lord and Savior today. I never want to go a service without giving you that opportunity on these Sunday mornings. In the name. How many of you are glad you're going to heaven? And you'll not sacrifice anything for it. Anybody get anything out of this service today? Come on, sing, Heather. Let the Holy Ghost do something here today. You got to make a declaration of faith this morning. Sing it, sing it, sing it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Come on, sing it, church. Oh, hallelujah.
See your goodness.
Oh. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come
you
on. Sing that again. No musicians. Just the church. Come on, sing it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see.
Come on, act like you believe what you're singing right now. Act like you know that God is faithful.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the
I'll tell you, demons are going to run when they hear you sing it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Sing it again as your statement of faith.
I will remain confident in this. I will
no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. One more time, make it your declaration today.
I will remain confident in this. The goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, if you would. Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. This is too valuable a moment for us to just kind of get up and leave. Just seal it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Orasi kama pasorese beka kitaroso remanda katokore masika kataro sorono remende paroso corrande mataka sorra mamande parolo rende kina namo sota. Hallelujah. Maro sorra mamande. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That wall is not bigger than your God. And in the name of Jesus, that wall has got to come down. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. What is too hard for man is easy for God. Rest in the seed that's sown and watch the Lord of the harvest make something come out of it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You see no way out of this thing, but God is showing you right now a way through this. All you've seen is closed door, closed door, closed door, closed door. But they're guiding you to the harvest. The Holy Spirit has told me to tell you today that it is His ability to open doors. And your life is not in the hands of men. Your life is in the hands of God. He will guide you. He will guide your precious children. He will protect you. He will provide for you. And you have been holding back because you're waiting for a change of circumstance. But God says, you don't need the circumstance to change. You've got the seed to sow in the soil. Seed to sow in the soil. In other words, get your eyes on what God is doing, not on what the devil has done. And if you get your eyes on what God is doing, the painful memory of what the devil has done will wash away. And a tide of God's favor will come upon your life. Oh yes, the Lord says, I have ordered your steps. Oh yes, the Lord says, I will honor faith. Oh yes, the Lord says, I don't need anyone else to do what I need to get done. Your faith is going to help me give entrance into your situation. Kirabarroso. And today, the dream, when Johnny spoke about a dream as a child, that reminded you of a dream that you had as a child, and you thought that that was impossible, but God says He's positioned you for it to be absolutely possible. But you just keep being faithful. God will reward you. He knows what you need. Oh, we don't sow because of the past. We sow by faith because we know we have a future. And the Lord says to you, I would not ask you to sow. The Holy Spirit tells me that He's been asking you to do things and you don't know why. It's because God has a future. Nobody sows for the past. Everybody sows for the future. And the way out of this thing is your eyes are on the future. You be faithful. You be faithful. And what man has not been able to produce, God is going to produce in your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, how many praise God for His word. Oh, Rabasi. And this setback is not a sign that God's plan has any change in your life. This setback is not that at all. The enemy's tried to make that. Oh, it's the same. Now we're back in that, back on the Ferris. No. You're not on the wheel. You're on the path. And this is a test. Not the enemy. The Lord's not doing it, but the enemy wants to bring a test. But you're passing that test by sowing into the future. What the enemy has tried to do is failing. And the Lord says, I see it. I see it. You just keep sowing. You just keep sowing. I didn't deliver you so that you can be comfortable. I delivered you so that you can be a conqueror. So the Lord says you're doing good. Just keep at it. Just keep in that direction. And the Lord will return every investment on everything you've sown. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus. If you're beside somebody, get a hold of them and just begin to pray for them right now. I've sensed the Lord here. A spirit of encouragement has come in like a tide to lift everybody in this meeting today. Oh, we praise your mighty name. We praise your mighty name. We praise your mighty name. God, we don't sow alone, but God, we're gathered with a bunch of sowing saints. Amen. People that are not giving up. People that are not surrendering. And Lord, I pray for a spirit of encouragement and strength to come right now. To come right now. There will be a product. There'll be fruit to your obedience. But don't look to man. Man is not your source. You look to God. And God will use man. Kabo Sunda Hasapita. Man is not your source. God is. And what God does, no man can stop. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Something up. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout a good amen. and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. I'll see you tonight.